With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. The government of Nova Scotia announced several initiatives to reduce wait times and improve emergency care at hospitals across the province. At a press conference Monday, Health and Wellness Minister Michelle Thompson says the initiative focuses on two areas, improving emergency room care and safety, and moving lower acuity patients away from the emergency room to appropriate health providers. Several actions announced to get patients in most urgent need faster care include having teams led by doctors focus on getting patients out of ambulances and into the emergency department faster, assigning physician assistants and nurse practitioners to provide care in emergency departments, adding care providers and patient advocates to support patients in waiting rooms, making virtual care available to more patients with less urgent need, and providing healthcare teams with real-time data on where beds are available across the system and what tests or other actions are needed to get patients well and home more quickly. That will free up more beds for others. Health officials are aiming to redirect patients with less severe or immediate health concerns away from emergency departments. The actions being taken to give people more places to receive care, reducing pressure on the emergency department, include support for new and existing collaborative family medicine practices so they can see more patients, expanding services in more pharmacies, adding hours for virtual care appointments and enabling out-of-province doctors who are licensed here to offer virtual care, providing more mobile primary care, mobile respiratory care clinics, and urgent treatment centers, and making available a new phone app known as a digital front door that will help people find the right services for their needs and where they're offered. Some of those actions, such as adding care providers and patient advocates to patient waiting rooms, will be implemented almost immediately, while others will be phased in as resources and capacity become available. While the new actions include many new supports for patients and caregivers, there was little talk about how to keep healthcare workers from leaving those jobs. Minister Thompson says the newly announced initiatives will make for a better work environment, and her department is still listening to frontline workers.
Nova Scotia Health has also started stay interviews about what are the things that support people in staying. And we do hear suggestions directly from frontline workers about different initiatives that would help them stay. So those are the things that are undertaken. Again, we know there's more to do, and we are committed to working with healthcare providers to support their environment.
The Nova Scotia Government and General Employees Union represents many of the people working in healthcare in the province. In a statement issued after the announcement, the union's first vice president, Hugh Gillis, says one of the key issues members have outlined is the inability to retain skilled, experienced nursing staff in the emergency department. He says, quote, "Today's announcement does not address that concern. The employer must provide incentives that will allow them to effectively keep experienced healthcare professionals in areas of high turnover and specialized need, such as the emergency department," end quote. Gillis says his members are glad to see some of the 59 suggestions they provided to government were included in the announcement, but there is still more to do. Government officials say they're open to any good ideas that will improve healthcare for Nova Scotians and will continue to listen. And despite the struggles facing emergency departments across the province, Minister Thompson says if people are in immediate need of medical attention, they should go and get the treatment they need. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.